Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal Subscribestar links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Number one, we have a woman asking the question, would you smash her? And some guy responds by saying no, and she says, I don't care. He fires back by saying, you were the one that asked in the first place. The fact that she responded tells you everything you need to know. When a woman says she doesn't care, she actually does. And she's just trying to make herself look cool as if it's no big deal. Up next is a woman named Rashi, complaining that boys ask her, did you come after only 3 minutes during doing the deed? She says yes. She came to the wrong house and to pass her clothing because she needs to leave. A guy named Rajesh fires back by saying the female orgasm isn't necessary for reproduction. So if God doesn't care about her and curses women by not giving them orgasms, then why does she think that he actually cares about her? I'm guessing this woman's 20 therapists are going to have an earful this week. Checkmate. Number three is Comrade the Communist Cat, here to bring us an important message. A guy asks his girl if she wants fries. She says no. So he gets fries for himself, and then the girlfriend says, they are our fries. If she says she wants fries, then she's probably worried the guy's going to think that she's going to get fat one day, or she currently is fat. But if she shares yours, then it's perfectly okay. Remember, if you're single, you don't have this problem. So ladies, back off and get your own fries. Moving on is Tanya, age 34, with 4 children, and she's ready to settle down. But not for less than what she and her kids deserve. What exactly is that? I know, a rich Chad. She also doesn't have her license, so if you date her, you better come with a minivan to drive her kids to school and her to work. Remember guys, she's labeled as a lucky pick on the dating app. If you date her, then there's a good chance your luck will run out. She also can't have any more kids, so what good is she to you? Number 5 is a guy that's in the friend zone, and oh so supportive, keeping his female crush up as she's thrashed by a Tyrannosaurus. Remember, the nice guys clean up sheet stains too. The character in this looks like he's a short incel. This is a PSA to help guys stop simping, and this girl is going to use Mr. Shorty here as a do-rag to wipe Tyrone's testicular juice off her hiney. Up next is a woman that was just accepted by NASA, and then told everyone to shut the F up. Homer Hickam says she needs to watch her language, and then she says to suck her donkey balls because she's now working for NASA. He responds by saying he's on the National Space Council that oversees NASA. Doh. I thought this story was fake, but it was real, and she ended up losing her internship because of this exchange. Finally, they canceled the right person for a change. You can probably see this L from orbit. Number 7, we have a wedding photographer that deleted a couple's wedding pictures after being denied food. Probably negotiated it in his contract, and they didn't want to pay extra. I work as a wedding photographer, and imagine taking pictures from 8 or 9 a.m. with no food. And then it's 6 or 7, and the bride and groom refuse to feed you. This also happened to me a couple of times, but I was getting paid a couple of grand, so I wouldn't delete the couple's photos. In this case, the photographer was only getting $250 for the whole day, because they wanted to be cheap. I guess they got what they paid for. Moving on is Eve, and she's wondering why grown men are still playing video games. Ken says for the same reason that grown women wear makeup. A nice little escape from reality. He should have told her because it's only fair because all women do is play games with men. The translation to her statements is, why are you paying attention to video games instead of me? Men have hobbies, and for women, men are their hobbies. Number 9 is a meme showing us the difference between what men and women worry about on a date. Men just hope that she shows up and he isn't stood up. Women, on the other hand, know he's showing up, which is pretty much a given. But they also hope he has a job and doesn't live with his mama. In reality, that doesn't matter either, so long as he's hot and can give her Chad-like babies. Up next is a man asking his wife what she would do if he won the lottery. She says she'd take half and leave. He says, great, I won $12. Here's $6. Let's stay in touch. It's astonishing how people in relationships really hate each other deep down in their hearts. Remember, guys, the lottery winnings in the UK are not matrimonial property. So if you win money, then you get to keep it all and the family courts can't touch it. Number 11 is a woman pregnant with her brother's baby. Not sure if it's down in Alabama. Plot twist though, her brother's black and she's just calling him that because she thinks she's black. Looks like that kid's gene pool is about to be downgraded to a puddle. Let's hope that at least he's her stepbrother. Number 12 is Jennifer Aniston revealing that Adam Sandler buys her flowers each Mother's Day due to her issues getting pregnant. Yes, she certainly does have issues getting pregnant. She avoided pregnancy, now regrets never having kids. And he's pretty base sending her those flowers, which are an insult, all wrapped up into a sweet-smelling bouquet. Moving on, a woman will unfollow you and block you on social media when you break up with her. But she still won't block some random man during your relationship, because she doesn't want to appear mean. Clearly that's the man she wants to monkey branch to if he's good-looking, or he's just her emotional tampon. If a Chad like this guy can't control his woman and gets cheated on, then what hope is there for the rest of the men out there? Number 14 is a woman complaining because she wanted a man to be vulnerable to her. He finally opened up and started crying, and then she lost all interest in him at that point. She says that she offers men a safe space, but not that safe. She was hoping that he would do what other women hope when they say they want a vulnerable man. They want a guy to tell them their deepest, darkest secrets so they can use them against them later in the relationship. Up next is a woman posing in front of the Trevi Fountain in Rome. She says that it has a very beautiful shape and wonders why people say she doesn't bring them culture. Whenever women travel, they take pictures in front of the monuments that they want to see, so that you look at them instead of the monuments. This picture would be even more beautiful if she could just get everyone out of it, including the ugly woman with the bad boob job in the middle. Men, look at all that culture. There's two of them. Number 16 is Tinkerbell having a coronary, as she's forced to admit that she made a mistake. Women would rather die than have to take accountability. This woman almost died after learning what accountability was. But this is fake because a woman will never feel guilty about what she does. Moving on is a sad, sad love story after a woman was banned from visiting a zoo in Belgium after having an affair with a chimpanzee. She's probably crying because that's the last time a male of any species is going to have sex with her. We all know about the dog pill, and now welcome to the monkey pill. I think Ozzy Osbourne's wife here needs to stick with being touched by her husband instead of by an animal that can eat bananas with his feet. Number 18, we have a man in California that priced everything in his store at over $951, so that if they shoplift, the thieves can be prosecuted. Regular shoppers bring up the items to the cash, where they get coupons that lower the price. But I suspect the corrupt court system there will probably throw out any cases against criminals. You may say he's a genius, but if he really was smart, he'd put a fled California a long time ago. Up next is Dave, trying to console some woman after it looks like her partner left. Dave seems like he's trying to console her to get into her panties. He says that most men these days are not men, but boys, that look at women as sex objects, and it takes a real man to become the father of someone else's children. Looks to me like Dave, the male feminist here, is targeting this woman because she's searching for a pay piggy. Number 20 is Oprah looking out from her Malibu mansion at the devastating fires. I asked people to caption this and someone named Simon says, no pun intended, that you get a fire and you get a fire and everybody gets a fire, except for me, because I'm Oprah. On a side note, I also filmed Oprah one time and the only person she stopped to answer a question with in a sea of reporters was another black woman. Is that racism? You be the judge. Number 21 is Cuck Rogers. He helps pick out the boyfriends for his wife. Forget about COVID, the new pandemic these days is cuckolding. She also looks fat, and just imagine what she looks like without all that makeup. Can't you all just see that love in his dead eyes that she's using to exploit him with? I think that cucks like this need to learn about self-respect. Moving on is a woman that thought she was being scammed by a mechanic when he told her that she needs a new car battery. She's so smart though because her car runs on gas instead of batteries. Whenever you go to the mechanic, they rate batteries and other things as bad, because they're usually just trying to sell you a new one. But in this case, the mechanic checked her turn signal fluid and muffler bearings, so now she knows he is legit. Number 23 is what happens when WW3 is announced. Suddenly all the feminists put on dresses and get back into the kitchen to make men sandwiches. Why do you think that there are so many anti-feminist women out there saying that women shouldn't vote now? They expect men to fight. But we need to become mountain men or hermits and let women fight after all. Up next, we have a woman admitting the truth about female nature. She asks, where is the romance and fun these days in marriage? Because love is no longer unconditional. but a business decision to ensure that you don't end up all alone. Pretty much the way that MGTOW is a business decision by a man to make sure he has peace and quiet before he dies, as well as his own money. Marriage is a business decision for the state as well, to ensure some simp supports her instead of the state doing it. Number 25 in this week's last one is what Tinder is all about, really. It's about dangling the carrot of sex in front of a man so that a woman can get a free dinner out of him. For women, this is Pay Piggy Planet. The first time I heard about Tinder was from a 200-pound woman with a boyfriend that was proud of herself because she was meeting guys off Tinder back in 2013 and getting free meals for them. And her boyfriend even knew about it. Forget about gold diggers. You have to worry about food diggers these days. Females that establish dates or relationships with the sole purpose to eat at somebody else's expense. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it in the algorithm and so that other new viewers can find it. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.